Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for late July 2025. This is Jen.
I am Iron Man. No, I'm David with a sore throat.
Fittingly, for what is effectively a convention special episode, David
yes.
is still nursing a concrete.
I don't think I got it at the con, because, like, I had a perfectly fine week after the con. This didn't kick in until, like, Monday of this week.
Well, another friend of ours who was at TFCon also said that his kicked in, like, several days later.
Yeah, Zod?
Yes. So
yeah, but his kicked in, like, Thursday or Friday, I think. Mine was, because, like, I had a little bit of a sore throat, but that was basically just from doing so much talking.
It just needed time to incubate.
I guess.
It needed time to really get in there.
Good news, it's not COVID. Bad news, I don't know what the fuck it is.
I mean...
because it sure as fuck felt like COVID, but I tested negative.
It's special French Canadian con crud.
I guess.
Vivi.
I did eat many adventurous things.
I'd say it's the French disease, but that's syphilis. That's what they call syphilis.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. No, no.
Not what you got.
I just have wonky voice.
But first, we yes. have a huge pile of SDCC news. And then after
Yay!
That, we have a somewhat smaller pile, but still a fairly heaping pile of Anacom and Games Hong Kong.
Oh, that's what that was. I knew there was another convention, I just didn't catch what the name of it was.
Yes, it's ACGHK, so it's Animation Comics and Games Hong Kong. So as we have made a point of discussing previously on this podcast, since so much of the licensed third-party stuff comes out of China these days... there is quite a bit of that under that particular banner.
Yeah.
But actually also Hasbro. I guess it's Hasbro China? I don't know how that stuff is split up these days.
Yeah, I guess Hasbro China is doing more stuff.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong.
But I do know that both of them got that Void Rivals set.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're at SDCC, there is, as was revealed several weeks ago, there is the Void Rivals set with Jetfire, who I guess I am slowly warming up to accepting being called Jetfire and not Skyfire. I guess I can call him Jetfire, maybe. But him with...
A minor thing that was at the convention, because I met somebody who has a massive collection of Jetfires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jetfire is the G1, the cartoon version. Skyfire.
No, Skyfire.
Is the Veritech.
Skyfire is the cartoon.
Wait. Skyfire. Oh. No, but I mean, like, toy wise, like. Anyway, the Veritech-y one is Skyfire. In one guy's head. Which sort of works for me.
Hmm.
They're two different characters. Anyway.
That's odd, because the toy, like, the original toy was released as Jetfire, and then in the cartoon he was Skyfire.
Or I'm remembering it backwards, but I'm presuming it's Jetfire, because most things are Jetfire, but there's Skyfire is the weird
thing. I was going to say, which name was the Classics one released under?
That is a good question, because that's one I got at the convention.
Because if the Classics one was Skyfire, and that one is a little more Veritech-y... And then the one that was released under Siege, which this one in this set is, was released as Jetfire, despite being extremely cartoon-based.
Actually, I'm not sure any of the toys were Skyfire.
Now I gotta look it up.
Oh, the Henke version of the Classics toy was Skyfire.
Okay. So maybe that's where that comes from. But the important
Possibly.
Thing is, Darmok and Celia get their little 3¾ G.I. Joe style O-ring. I suppose if they're going to be small human-sized people running around with Transformers, you might as well just make them in that G.I. Joe O-ring size.
Yeah, I mean, I personally hate O-rings, but it's neat that they're that scale.
I mean, I hate them now in 2025 when they've all disintegrated.
Yes, that's the main reason I hate them. I mean, it does make them easy to customize, but it does mean you have to buy new O-rings every few decades to replace the damn things.
Yes.
And I don't feel like doing that.
Maybe, like, they need to just make them out of, like, silicone or something. And then they would do better. But anyway, those are available for purchase at the convention right now. Presumably, they will be... I know, for instance, I paid a lot of attention last year to the Death's Head Marvel Legends. And that went up on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. Time had lost all meaning for me because I had COVID that week.
I almost think they were late last year. But yeah, usually SDCC stuff is available in some quantities.
Yeah, they had a few
of
them.
Results may vary.
They had, like, limited quantities of them at first, but then they went up for pre-order, because I guess they had, like, another production run that went up on order. So, they will be available. It kind of makes me regret last year caving to getting the Siege Jetfire re-release, so I don't need the biggest part of this set, it is cool that they're doing that, because honestly, as I've said on here before, I'm enjoying Void Rivals more than the main series, so.
Well, if you want to buy the set, and I'll buy your Siege Jetfire at some point. I don't have the giant Jetfire.
I'd consider it if you just wanted him and not his two little buddies.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the Void Rivals, because I forget one of them is named Darmok, and there's no Jalog.
Well,
which is partially because I'm behind on reading Void Rivals. Also, like, their names just haven't stuck in my head yet.
Well, table that. I might have to think of that, because, it was the re-release production run, so it's not like he's yellowed or anything. He's pretty minty fresh. He is part of my display of things on my nightstand so I can wake up and see joy in the world. Along with Adamus Machina, Rodimus, and currently Silver Bolt.
Oh, I think I need a shelf of that in my bedroom, too.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, also cats. Well, cats knocking stuff.
That's the problem too. I've had to do a lot of work to discourage them from chewing on things, but it seems to be going well in the new place. So
but my new cat has taken up trying to chew curtain cords, and USB cables, and
how sweet.
Thankfully, she has not chewed through any of them. But I don't like that she started nibbling USB cords, which is a pain in the butt.
That's not great. So, also available at the convention, you can get both of the Hearts of Steel sets. So, the Megatron and Bumblebee are now available for purchase. Also, they showed off a HasCon exclusive for later this fall. They will have Armada Nemesis Prime and the Starsaber, the three little mini-cons. Not like just a dummy Starsaber that doesn't turn into three little dudes. It's the three little dudes.
Yay.
So that's pretty exciting.
Poor great
excited.
Little dudes. I'm the Nemesis, like, they gave him the smashed in face mold, which
yes, they
is a
gave
neat
him a
detail,
face.
But it do look ugly.
I mean, it does, but he's supposed to look ugly because he's a disaster.
I know,
I'm just disappointed that he doesn't come with a run over, which was. I just remember seeing that for the first time at a BotCon and thinking that was, like, the absolute most hilarious thing, was that the evil version of Optimus's minicon Overrun was called Runover.
Runover. It is cute and stupid.
Sadly, no run over, just the Star Saber. They also had the color Lyokaiser prototype. And they're looking good!
That does look nice.
If there is one thing that the Transformers team has really been on top of for, like, the last decade, it's getting colors right. Except for occasionally when they match it to the wrong thing. When they match it to a discolored reference photo from the internet.
Yeah. But
other than
or
that...
Or when they don't, in the case of Horrible, and I want the miscolored one.
Yeah. But it looks good. It's still looking really good. There were some close-up photos that someone took of Lyokaiser's combined head. I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be really good to have on my desk.
Okay, the combined head does look really good, but somehow, like, the lion on top of it looks very cartoony.
I mean, yeah,
which
but it...
I guess is appropriate, but...
Yeah, it always did. It always has been. Is cute. Play up that they're furries.
Well, yes. I mean, that's good. Wow, those legs are chonky. That's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be really, like, balanced. So, yeah, they are, that's cooking up real good. They also showed actual robot mode pictures of the Hot Wheels collaborative figures with Bone Shaker and Twin Mill. So I say this because I'm me. I mean this very positively, but they look really G2. Bone Shaker has really laser rod vibes in robot mode.
Yes.
Like, he...
Especially with his weird lollipop.
Yeah. Yes, he does come with a... I mean, I assume that's like a gear shift kind of thing, but it does just look like he's gonna smack you with a dum-dum.
Yeah, it's...
Cherry dum-dum over your head.
Weird new guys that, yeah, they are kind of G2.
They just have a very, like G2 vibe to them that I am really enjoying. So I may have to end up with one or both of those because they look real good. And then they did a live stream with Nate, Mark, and Evan tonight. Sadly, no Emily. None of my favorite person, Emily. They announced...
Minor note before we get into that. Did we talk about Lego Soundwave last time?
I think so.
Okay, because I couldn't
Lego
remember.
Lego Soundwave and his Lego cassettes.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we did see more of that this time.
Yes.
I think that was, like, breaking news when we last recorded.
Oh, yeah, it was breaking news. We didn't really... We had, like, maybe one picture.
Breaking news.
Yeah, now we know he's big, we know his price, we know he has Automorph, and Ravage looks amazing.
He does. That is possibly the best Ravage in a while. Because it's hard to pull off.
Yeah,
it's a
definitely.
Hard character to pull off. So yeah, that looks really good.
But they managed to do it in Lego.
I would like to know if Jokide worked on that one. I mean, I guess I could track him down on Facebook or something and ask him.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, from the live stream, first thing was they are doing a fan vote again.
Finally, it's been...
Since Victorion.
It was Windblade first, then Victorion, and Victorion's funky colors.
Which I guess does leave us to question, now that the novelty of a girl has worn off...
Yeah, we might be able to get away with, okay, we can have a fan dude now.
Yeah, because, I mean, a girl is pretty great, but feeling like you have to do the fan vote to get a girl is a little not super fun.
We're doing better now.
So they are going to have Frank Welker voicing Soundwave as part of the campaign, which sounds like it's going to be fun.
Cool.
It sounds like it's going to be, they're saying that it's going to be primarily on TikTok and Instagram, so I guess it's a video thing, which is not my favorite format, but I will endure it for them.
I'm not going on TikTok. I might catch it on Instagram.
Yeah, I do not tick the talks. But I do have an Instagram account that I occasionally post, like, a couple photos of the Iron Factory Hound, like, on a hiking trail or in the mountains.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is going to be real interesting. We will definitely have more fun to talk about that with next month. It starts on August 12th. And it's going to be in a couple, like, there are a couple different levels of voting. So it's going to probably be most of the end of the month. So that's something fun to look forward to next month. They showed off a bunch of new deluxes, some of which are newer than others because some of them are remolds.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally doing the last Autobot Target Master with Sure Shot.
Yay! I don't think he's gotten any new toys since the original.
Yeah, I don't think so. They did point out that he was very, like, hot dog colors.
No, one guy said it reminded him of a hot dog stand he used to go to, which, yeah, he's red, yellow, and orange.
He's hot dog colors.
Yeah.
We got the reveal for Blastoff. I know there was a lot of concern that he was just going to be a redecoed aerial bot.
It's like,
and I do think he's a partial of Slingshot, though.
Yeah, they're probably partial, but.
But like, he is an actual shuttle. Maybe. Mostly, I noticed in robot mode that his chest has those four, like, tabs that Slingshot's has.
Oh, yeah. Huh. But he's also got more of the three-dot thing on the middle of his chest anyway. But I am kind of annoyed how animation model accurate he is because of the issues with animation models. Like, there's very little purple on him. And the animation model of his visor, like, the purple in his forehead instead of on his eyes.
I mean, that bugs
the shit out of me.
I think the
so
big...
Much.
That, I mean, that was apparently intentional.
I know. They said it was intentional. Still bugs me because I hate that animation error. No, because I hate that animation error because it's on every goddamn episode because it's the character model for some stupid reason.
I mean, I think the big concern was that he was going to be an aerial bot redeco and just not be a space shuttle and just be a plane.
I mean,
but they
honestly,
he's a space shuttle.
Yes, of course they were going to make a space. They're being more slavish this time. I did really like Harrier Jet Blastoff though.
Yeah.
And also regular space shuttle Blastoff is good too.
But this is definitely, like, you need to be looking at the details to tell that it does look like it may have started as a plane, but it's definitely a space shuttle now. Which I guess may be part of why that mold is so chunky, because they knew it was going to be a space shuttle eventually. But it looks good. It's, like I said, you wouldn't think of it if you were not looking for it. There is also going to be a new Junkion named Jalopy, who is an Axle Grease remold.
Oh, yes. Yes, because the name Jalopy had leaked out, and people were massively excited about it, and thinking it was going to be a jazz redeco, and
yeah,
it was a fandom fever dream of so much fan art, and I knew it. That was not going to happen. I was hoping it was going to be Gears redeco as Hipe.
Yeah, there were a lot, like, of people hoping that maybe it was going to be a Brazilian nod, but no, he's just. Yeah. And they did say they'd been wanting to use that name. And I, for one, am all in favor of more new Junkions, because I love Junkions.
Yes.
I relate to Junkions.
it's hard to complain about getting a new Junkion with Flame Deco.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, so many people were needlessly excited that it was going to be a Jazzery Deco.
As a person cool, who currently has three VCRs, I relate to Junkions a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I have doubles of quite a few of the more recent Junkions.
Yes. So, also, that Quick Strike looks real good.
Oh my god, yes.
That is
well, I never had the original Quick Strike, but this is a really cool-looking Quick Strike.
So, I guess his tail, his Cobra Head tail does not shoot water this time.
No, but you can put a blast effect in there.
Yeah, so I need to find a water blast effect to go...
Well, at least a blue one.
I mean, it's not like he squirted people on the show with it. He just shot out of it. But yeah, it looks really good. And the original had a lot of clear plastic. I haven't messed with one in a while, but I don't know how well that plastic held up.
Mm.
And then the last...
He's nicely textured.
Yes. The last... I think they really went all in on the texture on all the beasts. Like, the beasts have been very texture-heavy from the Beast Wars characters and the Neo stuff. And so I'm not real surprised that they gave him a real good texturing, but yeah, it's a nice touch. And then rounding out the deluxes, we do have our one Prime. We get Quintus Prime. He's a squid.
Yay!
He's like a
spaceship. It's very squiddy and translucent plastic. It looks weird, but neat.
Yeah, so apparently we're getting to the point with the Primes where we're getting, like, the real freaky guys.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, a lot of the Covenant of Primus stuff, the art was done by people who were working at the time on the 4th edition version of Dungeons & Dragons. And
I saw Aaron at the TFCon and he had a panel that brought up the Primes, and like they were just ideas that there were silhouettes, inspirational things, never intend to be toys, let alone have alt modes. So it's like he's just excited that they're trying. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, his one complaint though, which is fair. Why so many trucks?
Yeah, that's... I was definitely thinking squid, that. With
so many trucks. Why
yeah,
trucks?
It's squid it's truck? Too many trucks. But I do... I was thinking... Who was I thinking that with? One that had been... Maybe it was just Alchemist Prime, who is definitely, like, inexplicably a truck.
Yeah.
I want to say there was some other one who was inexplicably a truck. If Leech Maximo is a truck, I'm going to throw something through a wall. No. But yeah, we got the like really basic ones, I guess, in the
tanks and trucks
kind of
first.
Derogatory sense. Not just their alt modes, but just like the ones who are the very straightforward characters. Yeah. The ones who are just like, you know, Prima Prime, who's just like the hero one, and Solus, who's the girl. They really could have stood to have, like, taken a chance here to expand the gendering a little, but okay.
Yeah, but, well, again, Aaron said the original ideas, there was more, but we got cut back to one, and it's like, oh, that's why there's so many female Transformers in G1.
Yeah. So, the important thing is we're getting to the weird Primes now that we have the easy ones out of the way, and I really like that squid ship. It's super cool. So for Voyagers, Brawl of the Combaticons has been boosted up into a Voyager, I guess because he needed to come with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, extra guns, and he's kind of solid looking.
He needs guns.
I don't think
he's
going to be much taller.
Guns. Which they did say one time. There was one use of gun that slipped out, and I think it was with Brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was... Yeah. mostly they were good about saying plasters, but now that I've noticed it, I notice if anyone slips a gun in there. So yeah, there's Brawl. He looks good. Animated Rekgar, who is a remold of Trashmaster, who I have and is a really cool toy.
That's already kind of looked like Rekgar anyway.
Yeah. And again, talking about the freaky primes, Amalgamous Prime.
Oh, yes, the freakiest one.
Wow. Yeah, Amalgamous Prime. I guess it's kind of like, what's his name? Gigatron / Robots in Disguise Megatron, where he can just, like, turn into...
They said he's got, like, 5 different modes.
Yeah, like, he's just sort of like...
I think you can, like, take his arms off or something to do something.
Super jointed and vague, so you can just give him a whole bunch of different alt modes.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's got...
It'd be neat if he has a hand mode.
He's got a mono eye, and...
Yeah, his head's... Well, he already had a mono eye in previous art, but he's got a mono eye with antenna, which makes him look too much like Soundwave for me, but... Well, the head. The rest of the body is nuts.
Which is ridiculous. We all know the Soundwave is Onyx Prime.
Yeah. That's a mystery.
Fucking story.
I like that he comes with a pickaxe.
It's a scythe. Which
it looks more like a pickaxe.
It's
toothy.
A scythe is just a pickaxe with only one point.
It's a pickaxe for dirt.
Pickaxe for grass. So yeah, he looks wild. So that's I'm glad that they're getting to the ones that they can really be creative with. I mean, Micronus they got fairly creative with, but now we're getting to the ones that they're getting really creative with. So for leader class, know that he is Razor Claw.
Yes.
We are getting the super sexy looking Tigerhawk redeco.
Yeah, I passed up on Tigerhawk. It's like I felt like I had to get it. And then, oh, Razorclaw. Yes, I will buy Razorclaw because he's ridiculous.
And you get the black and purple and pink one. And also in the Beast Realm, Big Convoy. And he's actually called Convoy. He's not like Big Prime or Mammoth Prime or any weird kind of prime. He's just Big Convoy, which is great because convoy is a word that has nothing that like completely loses its meaning once you get to the beast stuff, but he's Big Convoy. Yeah. He's got a great big convoy
of mammoths. Someone is gonna like army build him just to have a convoy of mammoths.
Got a big convoy of savings at Menards.
I like that he's wide in robot
he
mode.
He's a big guy, so that's good that they, you know, they did Magmatron already, so now they've got a big convoy, and of course now everybody wants Ultra Mammoth. They only want it because Ultra Mammoth is an amazing name.
Yeah.
By which I mean terrible, and I hate it. Ultra Mammoth. The Mammoth mode does look really good, and again, lots of heavy texturing for all that fur. Also, apparently, the tusks are on 5mm posts, so other people can just wield his tusks. And then they showed off a real early render of the Commander Onslaught, so it looks good.
Yeah, it looks like Onslaught.
Yep, he sure does look like Onslaught.
Cannons on his back could be bigger, but I'm guessing they telescope or something.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, they're still at a stage where they could tweak that, so. Studio series, it was mostly just further along in production versions of stuff we've already seen. There was a pretty final 86 Windcharger, which is great. Let's get more of those characters who were murdered horribly in the movie.
Windcharger, again, I mean, of course they were going to make them in the studio series, but Windcharger feels like a toy that, over the past 20 years, we've had like a dozen of him. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, for maybe not a character that many, but lots of him. Nobody really talks about. I do appreciate that they gave a nod to Windcharger being, on paper, one of the most powerful Transformers ever.
Oh, yeah, because he's getting a blast effect of magnetism.
Yes, he's got magnet blast effect.
Which, not photo there, but...
Yeah, they didn't show it off, which, that's fun.
I will say, like, I like the proportions for the inevitable tailgate.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Hopefully we'll get that. And then, I think the most exciting news for that was that they have an all-new, totally new Seeker mold, and they're using it for Thundercracker first.
Yeah, Thundercracker first. That's Thundercracker.
And Mark said he has a handsome face. Yes, they will all have different faces and not just, as they put it, resting bot face. So hopefully Starscream will look sufficiently punchable and Skywarp will look like he just pushed someone down the stairs. And Thundercracker is handsome, apparently.
Mm.
I like this. I like this describing characters as handsome. And then there's going to be... I feel like there was, like, excitement over the idea that we were going to get a Studio Series Titan, and then it's just Age of Extinction Grimlock.
Yeah, which... I mean, it's an interesting design. The problem is his color palette is boring as shit. It looks like they didn't paint him.
His color palette is boring.
It looks like a gray render with a green light on it.
And he's from, I would say, my least favorite of those movies. So...
Yeah, that's the first Wahlberg one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's... That's kind of the stinker even more than Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah. That was the first one where I just kept actively wishing that it would hurry up and be over.
Uh-huh.
And realizing it couldn't be over yet because the Dinobots that
the
they
Dinobots
had
aren't there.
Haven't shown up yet. And the Dinobots don't even show up until the end, despite them spending all this time promoting the Dinobots being in it. And then when the Dinobots do show up, their origin has nothing to do with the origin hinted at the beginning of the movie. And I hate it.
Right. It's...
I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's bad. So, yeah, that's going to be a hard pass for me. I'm happy for the people who are happy to have it. They do have plans for a full Bayverse Dinobot set. I guess if that's where they want to use their Studio Series Titan budget, more power to them.
For big stuff, fine.
Have fun.
Scorn. I might be interested in a Scorn.
Yeah.
The Spinosaur.
That is a pretty good design.
For the rest of them, I don't care.
Like, not so much. But yeah, like I said, good for the people who want that kind of thing. And as far as crossovers so far, we are recording this on Friday night. If there are any other crossovers announced this weekend, we have not seen them yet. But we did see Mattel's half of the He-Man crossover, and it's super boring.
What?
It's so boring.
Okay, the Bumblebee is kind of boring. Yes, because he's just Bumblebee Man-at-Arms, whatever. The Skeletor Megatron is beautiful. Maybe boring, but it's beautiful, brightly colored Skeletor wearing Megatron armor. He's so silly. I need him.
It has been noted that they are a higher price point that suggests that they're larger figures. So
well,
they may
do
be
have
they do have a bunch of armor though.
Gigas and things, yeah.
Yeah, it may just be that may just be accessory budget. But yeah, as they are now, it's kind of a wet fart.
The Bumblebee is kind of a wet fart. Some people will buy it because it's Bumblebee, but I want the Skeletor Megatron.
Well, you're welcome to take mine.
In between, I'll put in between a Skeletor and a Megatron I have, and just for like, it's somebody's bastard child.
So there is a whole bunch of licensed third-party stuff, because as we have established, there is so much licensed third-party stuff just all over the place. At San Diego, we had Iron Studios, we had PCS, we had 3-0, and we had YOLO Park. There's a giant Optimus Prime statue. There's a giant Devastator statue. 3-0 stuff is continuing to mostly be movie stuff. There's a Cliffjumper and Optimus Prime that are listed as comic book edition, and I was really hoping that that Cliffjumper, that was gonna mean that he was shooting the double birds, but no. It's just like a G1 style, which I guess they've decided to call comic book edition.
Fine.
And then YOLO Park is doing, they were showing off, you know, a bunch of G1 stuff we've heard about, some Transformers 1 stuff.
Yes.
I think, was it there or was it at the Chinese one? I think it was at the Chinese one that they had some other new stuff. So yeah, we'll get to that in a second. We will get to that in just a moment. So the Anicom and Games Hong Kong, like I said, they also have Hasbro's there with that Void Rivals set, which is pretty cool. They had a big, great big display of first party stuff, but nothing that we really haven't seen before. They did have prototype of the Adamus Machina Predaking, which, I mean, I imagine it is extraordinarily pointy, just little pointy bits all over it. They had some of the Japanese crossover stuff, the Rathalos Prime, the Basura Prime, and so yeah, that was fairly nothing real newsworthy there unless you're there to see it in person. Flame Toys had a bunch of very cool stuff there. They have, I mean, again, mostly stuff that's been announced already. The Kuro Karakuri stuff, which is the stuff that's like the $300 to $400 before tariffs or whatever. They've got a Lost Light Rodimus that comes with Little Rodimus Star. I need that Rodimus Star.
I know. Yeah, they should sell the Rodimus Star on its own because it looks perfect.
I love it. I need it. It's amazing. Sorry, my cat needed to be let down off my lap. The Ultra Magnus looks good. The Cyclonus looks good. They have, so the model kit sized ones, they've got that animated Optimus Prime who looks good.
He's gorgeous. Well, because he's got the wings and the extra stuff.
Yes. There's Beast Megatron. There's Bludgeon. Mm-hmm. They're doing Banzaitron, which I guess if you're doing non-transforming stuff, you might as well do Bludgeon and Banzaitron.
Oh, yeah. They're everybody's favorites.
And they are non-transforming by default.
Usually,
It is interesting. I don't know if Banzaitron is just popular in Japan or China, but
probably because of that old manga he was in, or it was a fan manga, like
that Ultimates one too, the Super 7 Ultimates Banzaitron, just like, okay, and also Bludgeon. So that stuff looks good.
Banzaitron is weird considering how little he's in.
Yes. I mean, he does look really nice. He does look super cool. But he's just like an action master who wasn't in anything. I want that Rodimus Star. It's so shiny. Mm. But yes, over there, YOLO Park showed off a little more stuff. And they showed off that they are doing original Beast Wars stuff. So there's a Dinobot, there's an Optimus Primal, there's a Megatron. It looks real good. It's just grayscale what they have so far, but it looks really good. They've got
Black Arachnia.
Yes, they've got Black Arachnia. And then they have a mini series, and that apparently is going to have a nickel.
Oh, right, the minis. Yes. Also, it was a mini series of a bunch of guys like Grimlock and a bunch of other G1 guys, and Nickel at the same scale as the minis, which is a good scale for Nickel, but calling her a mini in that thing when she's as big as Grimlock is weird.
It's just her normal scale. And her being as big as Grimlock is not normal or appropriate. It's not right. It's not right. I like that we're still getting acknowledgement of IDW from someone, even if it's not from Hasbro just yet.
Yeah.
But there is still talk that the studio and studio series next year may expand to comic book studio, so we'll see.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is really it. As for tonight, if we do end up getting some huge announcement from Skybound tomorrow, we may splice an extra 10 or 15 minutes in at this point.
It'd be neat if they announced something really cool, but it's like probably just comic book is continuing. Oh, maybe they're actually going to bring up the rumored cartoon they're working on.
Yeah. I mean, Robert Kirkman is switching over to the main Transformers book. And I guess they're going to talk about this Quintesson War storyline they have coming up. But all in all, it looks like it's just going to be fairly standard, not like news stuff. The kind of panel that you would enjoy if you were there, but isn't really worth like summarizing in a news pod. But we'll see.
Yeah, again, unless they have like a clip of a cartoon that it's coming this September or something.
We'll see if they have any surprises.
If there is a mention of an animation coming, it'll probably just be a still image. Is like, oh, it's coming next year or the year after, or animation takes a while, guys.
Someday. I mean, I guess it depends on how much you pay for it.
If you're
type it into an AI prompt.
I wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't do that.
No.
So, that is about it for that. Real quick shipping updates. Target is doing their big reset.
Oh, yeah.
So, the Perceptor gets his ass beat by cassette set. Has been showing up. I know, unfortunately,
I saw that. I didn't. I think I have it on pre-order, so I didn't pick it up the other day.
I'm probably going to get it because I do love Perceptor, even though I have the first release of Studio Series Perceptor. I know that this one is remolded somewhat. But also, I've been trying to get all the cassettes. So I was saddened midweek this week to check the Target app and see that it was in stock at my local Target. There was one in stock and I was stuck at work and Target is not on my way to work by any stretch. So, last weekend they had the tags up, but no stock on the pegs. I expect by the time I actually get back to Target this weekend when I'm doing my shopping, it will be gone.
Yeah, I saw 3 Perceptors Wednesday. I do have a pre-order from Pulse.
I was going to pre-order it from Pulse, but by the time I got to it, it was already sold out. So I figured I'd just wait and see if it actually showed up. So fingers crossed. Everybody, send me your lucky thoughts that I will find Perceptor and Ramhorn and Ratbat, who I really want.
My Target also had the Devastation 2-pack.
The goons.
With the jet in the car. Yeah, the goons. But again, I have that pre-ordered from Target.
Yeah. So those are showing
up. Actually, mine has shipped.
Oh.
I'm supposed to maybe get it tomorrow.
Someday.
Maybe.
Someday it will actually arrive. I also saw the Sonic and Tails crossover ones on the shelf. I also saw Silverbolt on the shelf, which I do not often actually... I do not always get to encounter the Commander class ones in the wild, so which was part of why I pre-ordered Silverbolt. But I did actually see one in the wild, so that was nice. Also, a lot of people finding that DevCon reissue, which I do also know that I have on pre-order at Pulse. So,
I don't know if I've ever seen DevCon.
If I find it, it's a reissue.
So, well, no, Rishu, I don't remember seeing the first time around.
Yeah, you wouldn't have, because he was, like, impossible to find.
Okay. Well, not that I want him, but...
So, but that episode is so good.
I haven't seen that episode in forever.
It's one of my favorites.
I just remembered the lizard guy.
Slizardo.
He's
got a name. It's Slizardo.
Yeah.
We need to watch that episode and the GoBots episode that goes along with it.
It's basically the same episode, yeah.
Yeah. But yes, a lot of people reporting that DevCon is showing up. That is also a Target exclusive. I will say personally that if I have something on pre-order at Pulse and I find it in a store first, I am more inclined to cancel my pre-order. If I have it on pre-order at Big Bad Toy Store, Entertainment Earth, I will not cancel my pre-order.
Yeah, I guess I do that about the same.
Also, speaking of pre-orders, if you got a pre-order in for the retro-carded Sea Spray, good job, because he is sold. He is pre-sold out everywhere. Brawn is a little more available. Which is sad. Not as many people loving him.
Brawn doesn't have clamps.
He does not have clamps. That's a failure. Despite being toy-based. So that is about it for stuff that's being showing up. So if your voice can still handle it this episode's discussion, you are going to tell me about TFCon and make me sad that I couldn't go while I sit here in my house that I own now, which is why I couldn't go.
Okay, give me a minute to clear my throat and get a cough drop.
It's okay. I have my car paid off now, so hopefully next year.
For the past few days, there's been this tickle in my throat, which is probably phlegm or something. And every once in a while, phlegm will come up. But then the tickle comes back, and it's like there's nothing there. I can feel it there, but nothing comes out. Anyway.
That's rough.
Yes, TFCon, which was 2 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah, we were going to record earlier in the week, and then we remembered that SDCC was happening, and we should probably wait.
We pushed it. Well, because we did a Patreon and a Stasis Pod last weekend.
Yeah.
And we'd say, we'll push the news back in case there's more. Oh, SDCC, we have to push it back way further. And we could push the news. Anyway, TFCon, which for me was a lot like last year, kind of in my planning, in that I was thinking I was going to have two roommates, and I ended up with only one, because Jen had... You at least had a really good excuse for not coming with the new house. I'll let you pass this year. Next year, you're coming again.
Also, my excuse was established.
Rob needs to come.
My excuse was established like last December, because really, I realized I was taking on all these expenses from moving and everything else, and still had a few months left on my car payment, that it just was not going to happen.
Yeah, or you could have squeaked it in, but it would have been cutting it way too close.
It would have been very bad decision. Also,
yes, you wouldn't have been able to finish paying off the car yet.
I definitely wouldn't have been able to get a Switch 2, though.
Yes, you did do that.
I like my Switch 2 so much, though.
TFCon is wonderful and expensive, and I still have to budget how much I have to charge the other roommate. TFCon, as I like to try to do, and I will probably do next year, I like to go a day early and leave a day late.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exhausted on Friday, and I have a day to unwind before I have to drive home. Anyway, so I get there Thursday, and I'm by myself, basically. Like, there's some people checking in, but it's nothing. I just unwind a thing. I was holding some He-Man toys hostage for someone else there. The guy who I got stickers from, Ninjatron. For you.
Yes. Because I accidentally washed my G2 Optimus and Megatron stickers from him last year.
Yes. So I gave him some He-Man toys he couldn't find because he's in Canada. And I got stickers from him. which I have to send to you, along with a few other things.
Yes.
Which we'll get to. Anyway, so Thursday also, I got there, like, really late, because I had to leave late for... Anyway, I got there, I unwound, woke up on Friday, and then it was an adventure going to the Toronto International Airport.
Yeah, last year... I mean, I assume that it's always just an absolute nightmare, and you're hoping your GPS is accurate about which lane you need to be in, and...
Yes, and there was one part, every time I went past it, on the way back from the Toronto area, I always did the wrong fucking turn, because it's one of those things where the road splits into two roads.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it's still the same road, but this one isn't. So I kept fucking that one up. Anyway, but like last year, Rose, like she got in early and took a taxi to the hotel. This year, she was delayed, so she was getting there later. So it's like, could I come pick her up? Yes, I can. But I didn't plan it.
Try your best.
Well, we didn't organize. Well, because I wasn't sure exactly when she was getting in and when I was gonna get there to the airport, and I was trying to go to a parking lot that was like where you wouldn't have to pay. It's just, it was called like a cell phone parking lot.
Oh, okay. So that's, yeah, where they call you and come out.
Yes, that's what I was trying to do. Problem is, the GPS was a hair off in that the entrance to that parking lot and the entrance to another parking lot where you had to pay, because it was a daily one.
Ooh.
We're right next to each other.
So you're paying for, like, the whole day.
Yes, I paid a lot for that one. Which was basically entirely mine and my GPS's fault. But I ate that one. Whatever. Shit happens. So I had to go to the actual parking lot and pick her up, and that was much easier. It's like, well, once I found her, it was easy. And that was eaten. Then, we're just hanging out for a while until we could go. Well, we went to a Toys R Us, not the Toys R Us we went to last year, because the good Toys R Us we went to last year is closed.
Oh, I heard that one of them closed.
Yes, it was the one we went to. And probably more have closed, although there's still a lot in Toronto, but, like, maybe they're closing more. Like, they're doing weird things, like, remember they had, like, records
yes.
in the store and things? Well, they're doing that with all the Toys R Us's and doing weird things. And I heard somebody say something that, like, one of the Toys R Us's is converting a wall into, like, a climbing gym or something.
It's like, okay.
Weird things. Yeah. So
sure.
It wasn't quite a liminal Toys R Us we went to, but it was a little weirder than the one we went to last year.
Okay.
It was fine. I only got, like, a Yolo Plark Starscream model kit, which I haven't put together yet.
Oh, they had those.
Because it's a big Toys R Us. There was too much stuff. I was overwhelmed until, like, ooh, Starscream. I'll take the Starscream, so I had some. And they had a big, nice Lego clone trooper and things. So it was fine. Anyway, so that was eating time before we went to register and the usual stuff and start hanging out with people we recognized. And then the charity auction.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fun again this year, and I actually bid on something.
Cool. Well, what'd you get?
I tried to bid on two things, but I ended up winning a giant Ziploc bag full of Bakugan.
Sure. Bakugan.
The little ball guys.
Yes.
And there, I have not cataloged how many there are. They came with the cards. Some of them are supposedly very rare.
They are innumerable.
There is so many of I need to, one of these days, take them out, put them on my kitchen counter, and, like, transform them just to see how many there are, because is a big stuffed bag.
They've got magnets. You could put them on your fridge.
Yeah, I don't know if the magnets are strong enough to do that.
Cats would probably pull them all off and run away with them.
Anyway, it was nice, because, like, last year, like, there were some things I wanted to bid on, I should have bid on. There was a few things that I might have also liked, but it's, like, big bag of Bakugan. Yes. I have some. I now have, like, five times as many as I probably already originally had. There's nice. So many. Anyway, that was the end of Friday. Minor side story. This might be a long-ass episode. The story of Omega Supreme. In one of the things that they were auctioning off was a third-party Omega Supreme that was slightly damaged, and in the process of auctioning it off, the auctioneer picked it up, and it broke. Multiple times.
So it became even more damaged.
Yes. It was definitely damaged. And somebody bid on it. The bidding actually went pretty dang high. Probably for the story of it being broken live in front of a large audience.
Nice.
Anyway, the person that won it managed to assemble it back together.
Good.
Possibly precariously, but when I saw it later in the night, it was a fully standing, on its own power, Omega Supreme once again.
Good.
After being a pile of parts.
Nice.
Anyway, oh, and Friday, I also fucked up my foot.
Oh, yeah, you, kicked the swimming pool.
This is, because it was getting out of the second pool, because we were in the inside pool, and then the sauna, and then to the outside pool. Coming from the outside pool, the door situation, it was different from last year. Anyway, going down a slight incline, which was tile, there was bits of carpet, but it was on the tile part. Wet feet, didn't have flip-flops. I slipped. I managed to recover my footing. However, the toenail on my big foot did something.
Oof.
I don't know if it just jammed it in or twisted or what. And a few days ago, I found out I also fractured the toe.
Oof.
But it was so painful. I think I blacked out when I got to the elevator.
Oof.
I should have waited for Rose to go up in the elevator. Yeah. I did not. That was a mistake.
Oof.
But it was like so painful. It's like, oh, am I going to die kind of feeling.
Well, I mean, you're probably not going to die of injuring your toe, but...
No. I knew that I was not going to die of injuring my toe. But the pain level was like, I might go into a coma. Holy shit. It hurt so much. Oh. But... once I got up to the hotel room and rested against the room, well, I had to wait for her to come up with the key because I didn't have the key. It's like it evened out, and I didn't actually fully rest it until we got back to after the. This was in the late afternoon before the charity thing, so it. I did not want to let it ruin my weekend, and it didn't. But I was walking very carefully for the next few days.
Oh.
And I didn't go back in the pool.
No.
Despite the fact that, like, I wanted to go swimming, like, pretty much every day, because I only went swimming once last year. Anyway, so the foot was all over me. Anyway, now Saturday. Saturday's the busy day, but, like, so much was going on. It was kind of a blur. Went to some panels, saw Aaron Archer, had to say hello for you.
Yay, Aaron!
Tasted the mixed drinks, the exclusive drinks they had at the convention this year. Not all of them. The Jazz was very milky and sucked. Starscream was great. The Mika was like the alcohol-free. That one was good.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have the Bumblebee? I think I had the Bumblebee, but that was lime. It was like, eh. Or was that the Springer? Whatever. Starscream was the winner.
Okay.
Saturday, yes. Rose got into the Alex Milne line. Ed was there for like 2 hours. That was most of her morning. First we went to the dealer's room a little bit. Then she went into the line. I went up to the room to rest my foot and put ice on it before I came back down and met her again later once she finally got out of the line. Hot Motor Oil 4 sold out.
Wow.
I don't know if it sold out Saturday or Sunday, but by the time I saw him on Sunday, because it was busy Saturday, it's like, fuck it, I'll just go Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up my commission. It's like, no, it was sold out. It's like, it'll be there next year.
Hopefully.
I already got the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, it sells so well, he's going to print it again.
Yeah.
That line. Oh, my God. Yeah, Saturday was great, but it was a blur. Panels and things. Missed a few. Mostly because of my foot. We didn't go to the... there was a showing of Challenge of the GoBots movie, and then a panel after that about GoBots.
Rocklords!
I forget, there was somebody we knew, I think, during the panel. But anyway, but okay. We missed that one. I was like, eh, we went to enough other ones that are fun. It was a shame, but my foot. I want to rest my foot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also, that was the day, towards the end of the day, when I found Mort Dread for you.
Yay!
And I was like, do you want this? Yes!
Yes!
So I had to get it.
My favorite simp.
But my timing was bad. My timing was bad between panels and when, and I forgot when the dealer's room closed. I was off by an hour, so I had to go back Sunday, and it was still there, because who else wants Mort Dread?
Me! You. Yay!
But I got him, so I gotta send you Mort Dread and some stickers and things.
My favorite simp.
yeah. Talked to people, did things. Saturday, blur, great day. Hanging out with people. So much fun. Vangelis and so many other people.
Oh, man. I do miss it.
Sunday.
Next year. It's going to be next year.
Sunday, I went... Oh, the Artist Alley, which last year I definitely did not spend enough in there. This year, I spent a lot more, and it still feels like I should have bought more stickers and keychains, and I have a big poster art thing that I need to hang up on. I got things I got to get framed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that was good. That was fun. What's the other thing? I made notes, and there's so many notes. And Sunday, I went to Milne's table, got the thing. I picked up my commission, and I also picked up, an art he'd already pre-drawn for my favorite stupid G1 episode, Sea Change.
Yay!
So I was like, added that. Well, also mostly I added that because, oh, motor oil sold out. It's like, well, fuck. Well, yeah, definitely I'm going to pick something else.
Get something else.
There were some panels that I don't remember. Oh, yes, and closing out the show was the podcaster panel again, which I didn't have to do much talking, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But that was fun.
Already pretty wrecked.
Yeah, and then we were just hanging out in the lobby again, as we do with most of the people we know.
It's the best time.
Yeah. I love hanging out in the lobby chatting.
Lobby time is the best convention time.
Or going to the bar. I actually went to the bar more times this year. We ate in the Quest bar a few times.
Well, see, fortunately, in the case there, the bar is adjacent to the lobby, so you can have a lot of overlap between lobby time and bar time.
Oh, yeah, which is especially good, although I sort of fucked things up, because Milne, the commission I got from Milne, that one was already done, but I'd also commissioned Andrew Griffith, and since I was staying, extra time, he was taking his time with mine, because he was still finishing it at the convention and a few other people's artwork. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be here till Monday. You can wait and finish your artwork. Take your time. So he was hanging out there Sunday night and finishing mine. My dumb ass fucked up.
Oh, no.
But not entirely. In that, no, not bad. It's just that I could have been sitting there watching him finish mine.
Aww.
I did not. Because he brought it over from the bar and gave it to me, and it's like, oh, I should have done that. So after that, I went back to the bar while he was finishing up somebody else's.
Cool.
And got to hang out with him and chat for a while.
Well, good.
Which was nice.
I think I would feel too weird, watching somebody draw something that I had paid them to draw for me. I would just feel like I was...
I kinda, maybe?
Yeah. But no,
next year, cool. I definitely want to do that.
Yes.
But this year, it's like, seeing that, seeing Milne draw and things. Or wait, what's... No, when did Milne leave? No, maybe I saw Griffith and Milne drawing on Saturday. But I hung around with Griffith as he was there drawing on Sunday. Yeah, because... Yeah, I think Milne left earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think. The weekend is a blur.
Yeah, it gets like that.
Anyways, fine. And of course, Aaron was hanging around there, too, so he was fun chatting with him. And I know what he does as a job right now.
Oh, can you say?
I don't need to say what it is. It's a job he has to get his ass out of the house.
Yeah.
Just to do something now.
Man!
A couple days a week, he goes out, does a thing.
We're all a bunch of has-beens. It's sad. I know that another friend of mine who has worked for a major comic publisher, was also dabbling in working at Target fairly recently. So, yeah. We're all a bunch of has-beens. It sucks.
I think somebody else said they thought about getting, like, a job. Was it Griffith? No, maybe it was. Somebody else said, it's like, oh, I was just thinking about getting a job just to do something.
Getting a day job?
Yeah. Where was I in my notes? Okay, anyway, Monday. Most people are leaving, except for some people. There's still people in the lobby. TFCon is officially closed, but TFCon isn't over until we leave.
Yes!
So, like, Evangelist and a couple other people were leaving Monday. Just hanging out, waiting for their ride or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we were hanging out there, me and Rose, for a while. And then we went to the Gundam store, Argama, again.
Ooh.
As is our new tradition.
Gundams.
Go to the store, buy a model kit, bring it home.
Yay!
But after that, we went to hang out with our other friend, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
As last year, who... I'm trying to convince... Well, last year she was doing something. This year she had been busy with a game jam thing that was a long... Like, it was a multiple week one. It sounded complicated and weird. But Monday, we went to see Superman. And, oh my God, that was great. It was fun seeing it with people. Well, it was fun seeing it with Christine. And just seeing the movie in general. It was great. And we chatted for a while, hung out, and then we did some other things Monday, but it was like we were sort of relaxing that day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's the day we went to Wind. It is a little Japanese and Thai, I think it was, restaurant very close to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a ridiculously short drive. Oh, it might be in the same parking lot as the Liminal Space Burger King.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a Burger King there.
I mean, all Burger Kings kind of seem to exist as Liminal Space, but I know which one you mean.
Yeah. But anyway, Wind, we're going there next year because, oh my God, that sushi was great. That was good food.
Pencil it in.
Yeah. So Tuesday should have been drop Rose off at the airport and leave. However... her flight was delayed again. Not horribly so, but just so that, like, we had to fart around until after lunch, kind of.
Look, you can't blame me for it. I work for the American FAA.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so...
I don't control the Canadian airspace.
We had early... Well, actually, like, Friday, we toyed with the idea of, oh, going to the aquarium...
Mm-hmm.
We still didn't do that because it takes like an hour to get into Toronto to go to the aquarium. Then we have to find parking and actually be at the aquarium for like 2 hours or so before coming back. So it's like a 4 hour round trip thing. So we didn't have that much time.
Mm-hmm.
Either Friday or Monday we might have been able to do it, but not Tuesday. Anyway, we did go into Toronto to a game store, hung out. I bought at overpriced Magic the Gathering card set, which I haven't actually converted to how much it would cost, but it was a lot.
Gonna say it's less overpriced.
It's the Yshola Final Fantasy 14 one.
Because it's in Canadian dollars, so it would be slightly less overpriced.
The thing is, I don't know if it was on a markup. I'll have to check. It might have been. Anyway, I bought that. Well, actually, technically, she bought it, because my credit card, that was like, I didn't have as many problems with credit card as this time as I did last time, because I had a backup card, but the backup card wasn't working, the MasterCard or whatever, but whatever,
yeah.
Anyway, it's on her card.
Border crossing shenanigans.
We just gotta sort out the things. Yeah, thankfully, border crossing was reasonably fine, thankfully. Okay. Anyway, so we did that, and then we stopped at a little, sushi burrito place, which was also great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dropped her off at the airport early, and then I drove home. And my drive home is another adventure that could be an entire long conversation. Point is, my GPS was good basically almost the entire weekend, other than Toronto's roads just being weird. But it crapped out on me after I got into America it took me off the toll road. It's like, okay, take me off the toll road
sure.
a little earlier, like halfway there. Fine. Then it led me into the hinterlands. Like, it. At one point, it took me to not a dirt road, but a oil and stone road. It's like,
ooh.
Oh, shit's getting weird.
Uh-huh.
And it crapped out a few times. At one point, I had to take an odd turn, drove to what I thought was a gas station, but it turned out it was a small casino.
I have...
That had a gas pumps out front to ask directions.
I have seen those in the Michigan Scenic Upper Peninsula, had some of those.
Well, this was in the Finger Lakes area. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they had free Wi-Fi, so I could reconnect my GPS to find out where the fuck I was. And then, I'm blaming going into the casino on my sore throat. That's where I got it, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, although I only had to go into the entrance, but I did talk to a guy. Anyway, but the route it had me coming was a zigzag of nonsense, like, go 3 miles this way, turn left. Go half a mile, turn right. Half a mile, three quarters of a mile. Zigzagging all the way down through the Finger Lakes before I finally got the roads that looked familiar, and I was home very late.
That was a lot of what my route back looked like until, like, two-thirds of the way through the route. Just, like, weird, take this highway for 10 miles, and then take this one for 5 miles, and then this one for 20 miles, and...
There's better ways. The way up, I should have done exactly what I did on the way up, but I wasn't hungry, because on the way up, I had directions to go to, what's it called, Fire Keepers? It's a restaurant, a Native American restaurant that I've gone to occasionally,
mm-hmm.
and my plan on the way up was go there for lunch. I wasn't hungry, but I stopped there, and I should have done the exact same thing and planned that stop on the way home, so I would go... basically out to Syracuse and then down instead of the zigzag nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been more toll, but...
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I texted the toll authority to give me... they were supposed to send me something about how much toll I gotta pay. I don't think I've gotten that text yet. So, I have
no
idea.
Well, that means you don't know anything. Oh, that means when you get one of those texts saying that you owe a toll, then you are going to have to do it, even though it's going to be a scam.
Or they're probably just going to send it in the mail like last year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or I have to finally get Easy Pass for next year.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going that much.
Here's another thing. One of the panels, I think it was Saturday, Cybertronic Spree was there.
Oh, man.
They did not play songs, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a panel. Well, okay, they did play a couple songs or guitar, but they didn't have, like, a concert or anything.
Right.
Because they had planned to, later in the night, come in and go to the karaoke bar.
Ooh.
But remember last year when they said...
there's no karaoke.
They closed the karaoke bar. Right. So they're... and they were shocked by it. It's like, wait, there's no karaoke anymore? Shit. It used to be.
That's rough.
Like last time they were there. Yeah. But it was still nice to see them, and they were signing things, but they had a line, so I didn't buy any merch from them.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I did get a photo later.
I got to see them in Richmond last September, and that was, like, amazing, so.
I've been checking, like, I think they have in August or something, they might have something in Toronto, but at the panel they said they're planning for Halloween to be back in Toronto.
Cool.
And I want to go.
Well, see what you can do.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I've been trying to think. They don't have their schedule set out that far. They just announced a couple days ago they're going to be in Toronto for sometime in August. And it's like, that's a little fast for me to run back up to Toronto. Halloween is fine. I want to do Halloween. It'll be cooler. I can come in costume or some shit.
Yes. Everyone in costume.
But yeah, okay. Wow, that has been a long discussion. I'm surprised my throat is not as dead as it should be. I should stop talking so we can wrap up.
Yes, you should go give your throat a rest, have some tea, and call it a night.
Tea.
Next year.
You need to go to bed. And
next year.
Yes, next year. Next year! One, you're coming. Two, maybe we'll finally get Rob there and he lives close to Toronto.
Yeah. No, we will make it happen.
This year he had dog sitting or something that kept him busy.
Because, man, I love Transformers conventions. Like, it's amazing.
It's TFCon, like, is... It really is the best convention I've ever been to. Like, the first anime convention I went to was also really fun. I don't think it was as good. The first Godzilla convention I went to might actually have been better, but also it was my first big Godzilla convention.
Mm-hmm.
But TFCon, so much fun. So queer.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's great. All right. Yeah, you like, go rest
the
your voice.
Place I go to.
It is. It's yeah. It's super fun. It. I mean, the old conventions weren't always like that, but I feel like a lot of the straights.
The fandom has changed for the better.
The fandom has gotten a lot queerer, and I feel like a lot of the straights are like, oh, I can't go because my wife and my children. So it's left to the rest of us to carry on. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you go rest your voice. We'll wrap up. You can find us on Blue Sky and on Mastodon primarily. I am Trickster with an X at both places. On Mastodon, I am at retro.pizza. You can make a long post on Retro Pizza because I increased the character limit to 1,024 characters per post. Yeah, that was part of our big server migration, as the new server lets us expand the character count. So I did that because everybody wanted it.
Hello, this is David from the future. I lost a few minutes of my audio at the end of this podcast, so I'm having to splice this in, which was mostly just me mentioning my own socials on Blue Sky and Retro.pizza, and then I brought up the Discord, and let's see what else I forgot and have to add in this few minutes.
Yes, if you go to iconunderground.net, we've got a link to join the Discord. He has dumped a huge pile of convention photos over there. And you can come and hang out with us and chat more. We need more people chatting more over there because we've got some pretty good people. But we need more pretty good people. So, oh my goodness, one of my cats is just being ridiculous at me right now. I will have to share some pictures. He's on top of one of my bins and just, like, being the cutest thing. Anyway, it's just my Windsor. It's my whimsy. Alright, so that is it. You can also find us at Iacon Underground on both Blue Sky and on Mastodon at retro.pizza. So that is it for us. We've still got Stasis Pod. We need to do another GQuox episode. But yeah, that is it for this week. Next month, we will hopefully have some new and exciting whatever happens next month to talk about.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have DevCon by then. I don't know.
Jen, how many minutes do you have on your recording?
1 hour, 24, and just about 25.
Oh, okay. I lost the last 2 minutes, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, ooh.
I guess I accidentally hit stop when I was changing tabs.
I guess
tabs.
We'll see how that goes.
I think I just mostly lost, like, where I was mentioning my stuff and whatever.
Okay. So I guess you can just re-record your
Yeah,
judgment.
I can do that. Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to fish. All right. So until next time, this is Jen.
And David's very, very sore voice that no longer sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Drink some tea.
I will. And I'm going to have ice cream. Holy crap.
All right. Anyway, okay. But no.
Yes, anyway. 5 minutes in that I have to completely delete.
We're going to. Yeah, because this isn't even, like, fun stuff that you can use.
No.
For
yeah, I like to use excerpts sometimes if it's a rambling, but if it's political rambling.
This is just being angry at the entire state of the. I'm so glad I bought a house, because if I didn't have this going for me, it would be a really rough year.
No, and there's just been so many weird little things. Like,
it's okay. I've got my forbidden cartoons. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Ready to start an episode.
Yes, ready. We have started the episode. Welcome to NPR.
And go.